killing us. It's sad to see people live that way. When we complain and chill all day, we should be thankful for what we got, cause people's spilling their blood for us. Really, they spill it for us. A moment of silence for our fallen soldiers. Shush.
Said a president, he's got his wall. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives us rhyme or reason. You have one dog.
Welcome, everyone. This is Straight from the Heart, and I'm Juliana, coming to you straight from my heart with love, compassion, and peace. Guest tonight is Sheldon Neidel. Sheldon is founder of Planetary Activation Organization, PAO, and the Earth Liaison to the Galactic Federation. The PAO, an organization with over 2,100 registered groups worldwide. PAO's philosophy is to empower the individual in order to transform the world. Under PAO's sponsorship, small semi-autonomous groups called Planetary Activation Groups, PAGs, prepare for full consciousness, first contact, galactic society, and Earth stewardship. PAGs are inner guided and self-organizing in the way they serve and activate their communities. Sheldon has written many books, creates and produces many DVDs and videos, as well as tours and lectures, informing the world of the intentions of her star sisters and brothers. Everyone, please join me in an extremely warm and loving welcome for a very special guest, Mr. Sheldon Neidel. Hi, Sheldon. Thank you so much for being with us again tonight. How you doing?
I'm doing okay, Juliana. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, especially since I've seen that beautiful rainbow. There's a double rainbow over the house after I asked the Galactic Federation if they were going to be here. So we're going to be talking about a lot of really wonderful things, as always, tonight, Sheldon. You mentioned you'd be speaking about Inner Earth as well as what's going on right now, and also the Galactic Federation New Year that's coming up at the end of this month, and you also want to get information out there about the calendar that you have coming out as well. Am I right?
That's correct.
Okay, well, if you just Go right ahead, Sheldon. Just fill us in on all this wonderful stuff. The floor is yours, my dear.
Okay, Juliana, thank you. What I wanted to do was just start off with a little thing about the galactic calendar. The galactic calendar is a way to experience time instead of just seeing it as one sequential date after another, month after month. It's a way of helping you to calibrate your own energies with that of the galaxy. And what's coming up next is the 26th of July is the year of Three Monic, and during that year it's a time to activate your divine service and understand the nature of what that divine service is and to realize in a much more informed way than you might have before how to utilize that service and how to activate it in the most appropriate way. So that's what this year is coming up in a little over 2 weeks is about. And as a result of that, you're going to see, I'm hoping, a very, very marvelous year here in Three Monic, all about divine service and a lot of really wonderful, magnificent things happening. And so if you'd like to buy the or purchase the Galactic Calendar, the best way to do that would be to go on our website, which is, of course, www.paoweb, just like it sounds, paoweb, paoweb.com. And there you can see the Galactic products and you can purchase the calendar. And so I think it's a really magnificent consciousness tool for everybody.
Well, I'll have to get one of those because they sound wonderful. So you said you just go on there on your web and you can purchase them right there?
Right. We have a shopping cart that's tied to the website.
Okay, great. Okay. And can you tell us some about what's going on right now, Shell?
What's going on right now is we're in the midst of the final stages. If you've been watching or reading my updates, you notice that we've had for a long time a kind of, you might call it, a secret war that's been going on between the Illuminatis, or those who are in charge of our present planet, and those people, which I like to call, as the Federation people told me to call, our Earth allies, who are working to change this planet toward the light. And what's happening right now is we're very close to things shifting. How close we are, I have no idea, but that's happening. While that's happening here on the planet, what's also happening is that a lot of the nodes on this planet, which have been slowly been activated over the last few decades, are now reaching a point where they have gone into a whole new level. And so as a result of that, we're now reaching another level higher toward the 13 hertz, which is the turnover point for the planet to finally switch over into its new reality. So we're reaching through this particular month and the rest of the summer into a whole new year. So I see the galactic year, as far as the Earth's concerned, as being another step closer towards achieving its purpose, which is to move into being a fully conscious planet. So we are moving on, as far as the world goes, towards a major change that would allow finally this present reality to be shifted. And the Earth, likewise, is moving forward in its own reality to allow for this whole reality to be changed. So we have it happening on two levels, our society and the Earth. So that's
wow.
Pretty much what has been happening here.
Mm-hmm. And the whole world is going through that same thing right now.
Right, it is. It is.
Okay. How about what's happening with inner Earth?
Well, as far as inner Earth's going, what has been happening as the various climate changes happen, inner Earth likewise is shifting. And so as a result of that, our planet is moving more and more towards its fully conscious self, which means that the inner Earth portals, which have been closed for a long, long time, are getting close to the point where they can be reopened. And this will allow for people to finally travel freely between I like to call the surface world and inner Earth. And what I'm going to be doing in my workshop, which is going to be happening on the 21st and 22nd of July, which is about 2 weeks from today, down in Los Angeles, I'm going to be talking on that Sunday about inner Earth. I'll be doing a whole afternoon lecture on that with a lot of pictures and illustrations about what's going on in inner Earth and what relationship inner Earth has to what's happening on our planet, which we just briefly talked about. So that's pretty much what's happening here. And for those people who would be interested or in the Los Angeles area, that would be interested in going to the lecture, they can look it up on our website, and they can also, if they wish, to reserve a seat, they can call us up at our number, which is 650-619-0783. That's 650-619-0783. So that's pretty much what, as far as inner Earth goes.
Well, what about people, Sheldon, that can't get to the lecture in Los Angeles? Is there any way that they can maybe buy a DVD of this or something so they can get this information? Or?
Well, we're hoping in the near future to do a DVD on the Inner Earth lecture. I haven't gotten that far yet, but that's our hope, is that that can maybe be out sometime maybe in September or late October.
Okay. And you said that Inner Earth is also going through a change right now as well?
Right, it's going through change. What's happening is the Inner Earth areas are increasing their energies as well, which means that the central core now is becoming more active, just like the central sun here is of our solar system, which is the sun that's in the sky every night, every morning and afternoon, excuse me. And so that's beginning going into hyperactivity. The same thing is happening to the planet's core, which is the inner or central sun, since all planets are hollow. And so as a result, if you look at our Earth and you see the energy is increasing, that naturally says that the core area has to increase. So that means the light and the general energies in inner Earth are likewise going up. So there have been some physical changes in inner Earth as well as changes going on in the outer world and in the sun, as well as throughout the entire solar system. This solar system has basically changed from activity. Mercury was thought by scientists for a long, long time until very recently to be in an active dead world, and suddenly there's volcanoes and other things going on in it. So right now we have practically every planet from Mercury all the way out to the outer worlds that are in some degree of activity that is strange or unusual or something that our science had basically observed it to not be capable of doing. So that's happening right now. And so science is having to reevaluate the whole nature of how the solar system is and what it's doing and where it's going. So that to me is another sign of the fact that this particular solar system is one that is changing. It's changing in its consciousness just as it has from the very beginning part when it was a fully conscious solar system to the time when it was, you might say, dumbed down because we had to go through a certain period of darkness before we could do as we're doing now, moving back toward the light and integrating the light and dark to create an even greater light.
I have another question about that. When this change happens, are we going to be like we've been up until now, like different groups of people with different ideas and you know what I'm trying to say? I mean, everything is so separated and divided now, and I thought that this was all about coming together as one, but I see so many groups now coming forward and with like all different kinds of ideas, and for example, I was watching this one thing today going on in Washington, D.C., live on TV, and it was, they had a lot of good things to say, but then they also had a lot of really prejudice and hateful things to say about, like, really judgmental things about people and their thoughts and their ways and stuff like that. Is this change coming? Is this going to awaken everyone so that they see crystal clear that all this prejudice, judgment, separation, divide and conquer is all a bunch of craziness? Or is it going to be like groups all over? How's that going to work, Shell?
Well, what's going to happen is as we move higher and higher in our awareness, we begin to see how we're related to one another, we begin to see more about our sameness rather than our differentness. In other words, what makes us human and how we're related to one another.
Uh-huh.
And this then becomes more and more important. So political issues that we see right now are going to kind of shift after we have this whole change in how our consciousness is. And so as the consciousness changes, what you're seeing right now is going to also alter. Politics as we know it now and as people think of it into the near future is going to revolutionarily shift once we get close to the whole process of first contact, because contact is about ending these differences and pettinesses and understanding who and what we are and preparing ourselves to be fully conscious beings, which are physical angels. So when we reach the point of physical angelhood, if you want to call it that, you become a person that's a lot different in their orientation and their belief patterns and in how they look at the entire planet and, of course, the entire universe, both the physical universe and the spiritual universe. So when all that happens, the reality that you saw today won't be there. Matter of fact, there are a lot of things that are happening that are part of this process of change. And one of the things is that behind the scenes, it may look from outwardly, it may look as though things are not changing, but inwardly, there's a lot of secret conferences and agreements going on which are going to change the whole breadth of the political system, the most important of which is bringing forth the abundance and the regime changes on the planet that are close to happening. So as those all come forward, it's going to change, you might say, the political atmosphere of our planet. And so as a result, the entire world that we now see is going to be different, and different very quickly once these two things happen, the regime changes around the world and the abundance and all the things related to it, you know, such as the debt forgiveness, the new currency systems, the new banking system in the United States, new global banking system, a new way of how corporations work, and that'll also change with the new technologies coming out, how governments operate, how people look at government and their responsibilities to be a part of it, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So that's all going to change. So what you're seeing, I kind of look at it as the old stuff, not the new stuff.
Right. So, but they're not giving you any time when this is all going to transpire. It's like, we don't know that, right?
Right. They just keep telling me it's close because of three things. One, because of the nature of the group that has been running this planet for a long, long time, you don't want to give them any clues to what's happening other than to tell your people that are a part of the system that you want to change that it's close. And the second thing is that if you're doing certain things that require kind of like the preludes to that change, you don't want to telegraph it to anybody. And three,
right.
The natures of the whole abundance program require that the deliveries be done without people knowing about it. So the whole process of change that is happening is going to stay kind of like below the radar until the proper moment when it is ready to go. So until then, it'll look like it does now, but there's actually significant change occurring around the planet right now that has to do with changes in our entire lifestyle, because the abundance programs as well as the governmental changes will affect what we do every day anyways.
Right. Another question I would like to ask you if you could give me a little bit on this. I had a gentleman call in on my show, I think it was my show last Saturday night, and apparently he's going through some really wild and crazy stuff. He's going through all kinds of abductions and stuff where he's actually waking up with marks on his body, as well as he's experiencing seeing the reptilians, he said, in his room. Just all kinds of things has been going on with him. He's been experiencing this since he was a child, but in the last 4 years, it has gotten really intense. I tried to give him some hope, and I told him that that's not the Galactic Federation. They're benevolent beings of love and light. They're here to help us. And, you know, when these things happen, maybe if he could look at him a little calmer and maybe fill his heart with love, but I didn't know what else to tell him. What is this all about? Is this at the tail end of the Dark Ones, or what, Shell?
Well, a lot of the, just about all of the abductions happening right now and all the messing around with people has pretty much been secret government projects, because the actual entities have gone for a long time right now. And so what you're having is the remnants of clones and other things and other off-world technologies that these secret government projects were allowed to get their hands on. And so that's why you're seeing a lot of these particular things happening. And the idea is to just maintain a fear network and enough people so that the fear that has been built up over the last few decades about ETs is maintained. And everywhere you go, they will have some concept of the evil ET or the monster out to invade the planet or the person that's messing around with us, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you were absolutely accurate to do what you were doing to tell them about this. And just go to the light and demand, just absolutely demand what these people are and tell them to stop. And tell them to stop
right.
In the name of the light, in the name of the creator, et cetera. And that should peter off and it should be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that should solve. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree with that, because everything is so fear-based. They're trying to put fear in everything. I mean, with the weather, with the news, with everything. I mean, I don't know what to say about it. It just gets me really upset at times, because it's unbelievable. But I'm holding on for this great and wonderful day when this is all gone. And when I see a lot of people awakening now, well, I think I see a lot more than I saw up until about 2 months ago. About 2 months ago, I looked around and I thought, you know, will this ever happen? But I think also, too, today with this big, this was another shift today as well. Today is the seventh day of 2007. So today was another great consciousness shift as well, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was.
Right.
All these days that have the same number as the month are usually pretty powerful, like 1-1, 2-2, all the way up to 12-12.
Right. Also on the 17th with the fire, the grid, Shelley Yates started that after her life was saved by the beings of light.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah, that's coming up on the 17th. So, well, I've been following all of your every week, all of your updates of everything that's going on, and if there's any other information that you want to get out there, Sheldon, go right ahead and tell these people anything that you got, you know, like any new DVDs or new books or anything like that. If you want to go ahead and do that.
Sure. We have two new DVDs, Mission Possible, which came out originally in January, and then the new one, which is Landings 101, and once again, they can be purchased at the website, and these are excellent consciousness tools. They talk about what the landings are about, why they're happening, the sequencing of how they're going to happen, the reasons for first contact, and what is to be expected when all of this happens, and what are the things that are going to happen before as kind of the precursors to first contact, and both together as a unit, give you a pretty good idea of all the stuff I've been talking about for the last 2 years, as well as all the new scenarios that have been added by the Galactic Federation, so that you have a better idea and can be inspired by everything that's happening, because it'll give you a direct link into that energy. So I'm really happy that both of these DVDs have done well, and that I want them to continue and for people to get a better idea of how these energies and this information are helping us to change. And also, what we do in that, we talk about the consciousness shift, which is very important that everybody understand. It's very important for people to know that their bodies and their emotions and their mental and physical and spiritual aspects are all reuniting together. I like to call it a massive integration to create a fully conscious being. By fully conscious, that means all the basic parts that of which you are, which is your mental, your emotional, your physical, and your spiritual aspects, come together to create a what I like to call fully conscious being. In other words, all the potentials within you are there. And because of this, you're then able to be a person who walks in two worlds, the world of the spiritual and the world of the physical. And you'll also have the ability to manifest in the physical what is required for you to exist in a way that you wish to. And that's part of the basic plan that you set up for this lifetime, your life contract. And so what is happening here is that the entire reality that we have is shifting, and we as people are shifting. And that's one of the reasons why there's been a massive increase, especially in the last half decade, of people either searching for truth in their spiritual practice or just trying to figure out what is right and what is not right about the beliefs that they grew up with. And so this is part of this whole process of change. This particular country, especially because of the nature of what's happening in it right now, is a nation of people searching and going through the traditional aspects, in other words, through religion and then out of it, in order to discover just who and what they are. And so this is increasing. Ever since the mid-90s, there's been a basic poll done about what subjects people in movies who watch movies would like to see. And the two that have always been up near the top are the spiritual aspects, angels, and extraterrestrials. This world actually has, as I've always felt and is now being proven, wants to really know more about what's really going on out there and wants to really know about their spiritual aspects, who they are, what they are spiritually, where they're going, what does the present time mean to them, how can they improve themselves spiritually, and what does this mean to their life and their lifestyle. And so this is something that has been looked at very, very deeply by a lot of people in this country. As a matter of fact, I'd say the majority of people in this country are in the midst of this kind of quest, trying deeply to discover who and what they are and where they're going. And this is really one of the most important things that's happening on this planet. As a result of that, it has helped a lot of people, what I like to call our Earth allies, who are powerful people in the light, who are born either into very wealthy families or understand the nature of how power is worked on this planet, working very hard with their cohorts and who have a similar concept of how they want to change the reality, to actually get together, use their money, their power, their abilities to change this planet. And so that is what has been happening on this planet secretly for a long, long time. And as this coalition moves forward, it is also being mirrored by the massive increase in how this planet operates. In other words, the spiritual aspects of this planet are becoming more and more important to its people. Another thing that's happening on this planet that's very, very important and look at is that things that normally before were kind of could be buried under the rugs are now coming out. So a lot of people know a lot more things about what's going on in their particular countries as well as how to change things and to begin a process to either demand change or begin a process to change their particular countries into more what they want them to be, more countries toward the light, toward spirit, and better able to understand and explain to their people exactly what's really going on out there in the world, as well as the changes that are happening. And this is one of the things about the present U.S. government that kind of upsets me, is that the great changes that are happening to us physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, etc., are not being broadcast, so to speak, as I like to call it, to the people. There's no public announcements or any talk in any media, even, about the changes. There's just, as far as the government is concerned, nothing has happened. Yet there is a vast series of secret programs and investigations about this particular thing that we're talking about. So this whole reality of our change is something that's real. It's something also that is being hidden, as is the whole UFO thing. The non-disclosure of the UFO existence by some of the major governments on this planet is something that's pretty incredible. Just about every major... Yep. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. You were saying that the governments are not letting this information out to the people. Another thing, too, I find, Sheldon, is that because they're not telling the people the truth, people are very confused. And when someone, like, for instance, I try to explain to my friends that I see in confusion and that they ask me questions, and I try to explain these things to them like you're talking to me and all the listeners tonight about, and they don't want to believe this because they said that if this was true, the government would be telling them, or it would be on TV, or it would be in the newspaper. And I try to explain to them that that's not where you're going to get the truth, and that's not where you're going to get the information that is most imperative for you to hear about, get today, and get on with it, because this is exactly what's going on and what's happening.
Exactly. As a matter of fact, when people talk about this, I always like to tell people that people who have followed NASA and have been inside NASA for a long, long time, take the initials for NASA, and just simply say what it really means is never a straight answer.
Beautiful. So that's the biggest UFO cover-up there, isn't it?
It is. The UFO cover-up really involves the military and NASA, basically, because NASA has all kinds of information that if it could be allowed to bring it forth would prove conclusively that UFOs exist. And of course, they have all kinds of photographs that I've had the privilege of seeing from people when I did various conferences with them, pictures from NASA of pictures shot by various Apollo and other various space projects that NASA has had, manned space projects, that show conclusively that there were ships following all these ships to the moon or in orbit. So what we have to understand is that, A, UFOs are real. They shouldn't be called UFOs. They should be called IFOs, really, identified flying objects. They're extraterrestrial, those that have not been back engineered. And this is the whole thing. Most major governments, like the British, the French, the Chinese, the Russian, the Americans, have back-engineered all these chips and have various types of craft. So what we have to really understand is that a lot of the major governments are not disclosing because of some crazy concept about national security. Namely, they're trying to back-engineer these devices and use them to create more advanced weaponry to give them an advantage over other nations, which is, to me, is craziness. And then secondly, that because these technologies are so advanced and also would provide a whole new power source for the entire planet, one of the things that they have been keeping this going is because some of the major industries that pretty well come close to running our country, which are the giant integrated energy corporations, like,
right,
for instance, Exxon, et cetera,
right,
all of these companies do not want these particular devices to be known about because that would immediately change the whole way in which energy is utilized on this planet, because then the fossil fuels, which are the basis of all their profits, would be gone. And one of the neat things about all these various devices is that once you understand the principles of how they work and truly understand how to manufacture these devices, they're pretty easy to manufacture. They're kind of like Model T Fords in their simplicity. So once you understand their basic concepts of how they operate, it's pretty easy to replicate them. So if we suddenly changed from fossil fuels, which is, of course, what everybody says we want to do, into something else, we have a whole new reality here. We have not just electric cars. We have vehicles that can actually levitate. We have magnetic levitation vehicles that can replace aircraft and automobiles and other forms of mass transportation. And we have ways that can provide advanced electricity, and all new ways of providing lighting and et cetera, which are part of this technology also. So they look upon this as not only the military aspect, but protecting, you might say, their friends and corporations around the world from suddenly losing their profitability. So to to me, for these reasons, I look upon the cover-up as being something that is a conspiracy of professed silence for the wrong reasons. And I would wish that this whole thing would end as quickly as possible so that this could be revealed, because when people realize, A, that the IFOs are real, two, that they have technologies they can vastly change, and three, that they're benevolent, accepting them as a part of our reality becomes much, much easier. And that's one of the things that is now become a part of the first contact procedure, is that there has to be a way to get people to be formally announced that these devices exist, that the various star nations behind them are real, that they're benevolent, and that contact with them is going to be a part of a massive consciousness shift that allows this entire planet to change from where we're just barely planetary humans to suddenly being fully conscious galactic humans. And that's really, to me, is the ultimate beauty of what is happening here. And
right.
When I see the relationship between consciousness and ET contact, it becomes one is a part of the other, because as you become more conscious and as you become a being that's able to stride between the physical and the spiritual realities, it then becomes part of that process that you notice that there are other people doing it as well, and you realize that they're doing it from all different parts of this galaxy and from other galaxies all over this wonderful thing we might call the physical universe. And so that then means that we have to change our concepts of who we are and what we are and about what the Creator is, and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And these are things that really a lot of people on this planet are trying to stop. That's why there's such a very negative aspect in most major religions about UFOs, which is because the basic belief system then is going to have be forced to be switched, and then a lot of the things that these religions are based upon are going to have to be changed and broadened in different directions. And that to me is really also part of this whole consciousness shift. So what is happening here is we are having a basic change in how we look at ourselves, how we perceive the universe, and how we look at where we came from and how we came from, and looking then at how do we take these various aspects and put them together so they make logical sense. And that really is what I see this present era moving from darkness to light is really all about.
And there's no stopping of it because it's in the divine plan.
Exactly.
Exactly.
This whole shift period or transitional period is about the divine plan manifesting this whole new, fully conscious reality. And the process is not to do it and on a long term, in other words, we're not at another long stage or long way station in the road to this being achieved. We're actually at the end of this long journey, and the process that is ahead of us is not that far off.
Right.
So we have to be prepared and realize that a lot of people out there are going to go through massive openings in reality as far as who and what they are and where they're going. And that's going to be a lot of confusion with that. And that's one of the things that lightworkers have to be prepared for, is knowing that one of their responsibilities is to help these various people better understand how and who and what they are, and understanding the relationship between what they believe now and the true aspects of what is out there in reality, both the spiritual and the physical realities. And that's one of the things that we as lightworkers have to get ready to do. And that's
right. Now, are we going to be getting some kind of special guidance or something from the Galactic Federation how to do this? Because looking back at the way people act with confusion and such, once again, in their confusion, are they going to believe us when we try to tell them the truth and calm them? And how are we going to know how to do this in a proper way?
Well, one of the things you're going to be getting is that with the shifts in government and the abundance, which should come before all this happens, we'll then have the facilities, the power, and the expertise backup to help people to better understand what's going on, and we'll have a believability that we don't have right now. And those things are also very, very close to happening. Basically, what we're seeing is a scenario that says we're going to see changes in how our government works. We're going to see changes in how wealth in this planet works, or wealth has been denied us up to now, is going to suddenly be opened up for us because we have to use these resources on this planet in the best and most possible ways in order to help people to better understand what's going on. And that's one of the things that PAO is going to be involved in, is educating people and helping people to better understand what's going on out there. One of the things that PAO wants to do when the abundance programs begin is to allow for a means for people to better understand and to be educated more on the processes that are going on within themselves and around them, and a better idea of what is going on as far as the galaxy goes. To kind of, you might say, give them a quick, you might say, galactic human 101, I like to call it. And this is basically to give people an idea of what's happening. You know, we're going to talk about all kinds of psychic abilities that suddenly we're going to be able to manifest very easily. And the actual final teaching of this, of course, the galactics are going to have to do that, because they're the ones who have lived in this universe for longer periods than we have, being fully conscious from birth and onwards. So they are prepared, and they will be part of a massive education program. Also, as far as spirit goes, the Ascended Masters are part of this whole procedure, and they are going to manifest and allow people to better understand what's happening. So what is happening is that the Galactic Federation, as well as Heaven, are coming together at the right time, the appropriate divine time, to bring in the landings, but more importantly than that, prepare people for the changes, because these are going to be massive. And so one of the signs of this are these abundance programs and the changes in our governments. Right now, most of the present governments on our planet are not very good as far as preparing people for change. They are actually the last remnants of this old dark reality and are using their powers to maintain that remnant.
All of these sightings, that we're all having now, everybody's having, because I also heard about a lot of what is going on right now in British Columbia, Canada. I got an email today from a guest that was on my show last week, and he was telling me about all of these sightings that are going on right now up in British Columbia, Canada. So since the bad guys, for the lack of a better word, the bad ETs, now that they've gone and left our planet, are all these sightings we're seeing now, the Galactic Federation, like maybe their scout ships or their mother ships or what?
Most of them are Federation ships, although there are some ships that are from the government projects here in North America, because both Canada and the United States jointly participated with secret government projects to develop these various craft. And
okay.
So some of them are test flights of these craft. The majority of them, though, that you're seeing are just that, just what we're talking about, which are Federation ships that are observing the planet and preparing this world for the great shift in reality, which they know is close. We have in the solar system over a million Federation ships, so they're everywhere.
How can you tell the difference? Is there a difference you can tell?
Well, some of the changes are in the landing light procedures, although there was a standardization of the light patternings. But basically, when you see a Federation ship, for the most part, you'll see little, if you watch this, instead of it not looking like a star, and you'll know it not look like a star, because it'll behave a little bit like a falling leaf. And this is at night in the night sky.
Uh-huh.
And so it'll have this kind of like swaying, falling leaf kind of appearance.
Uh-huh.
And it'll change colors, usually like red, green, blue, orange. And you'll see these little changes. That's just the effect of the atmosphere on the plasma field, which is the light field that is the operating field of the ship. And so as it affects this plasma field, it causes changes in colorations, normal refractions of the atmosphere, etc. And as you look at that, you'll see it does not occult. Occult simply means the twinkling. The occulting of a real star is a lot different than the occulting of a ship. So you'll see the movement, and you'll see a lot more rapid change in color. And so if you look up there and you really look, you'll start seeing them more. And you'll see just how many of them there are up there at night.
Yeah, I see them all the time.
Right.
What about, we don't have a lot of time left, but I'm sure the listeners hearing you speak about inner Earth, maybe you could just give us a little short idea. I got about 5 minutes left, Shell. So that the listeners that are not really aware of all this stuff about inner Earth, what is it like in inner Earth?
Well, in inner Earth, unlike here and on surface Earth, there's really no, you might say, night and day. It's this, because the central sun is always out there, it's always illuminating the inner Earth. It's always pretty much looks like daylight all the time. And it's a daylight not quite the same as with the sun. It's kind of like the daylight you would see kind of toward the later part of the day. In other words, it's not quite as bright as when the sun is directly overhead. And let's say a bright day. It'd more be like the sun with a little cloudiness in it. It's not quite as bright.
Mm-hmm.
And the light is also a little more diffuse.
Mm-hmm.
So this more diffuse, not quite as bright light is what you would see. And other than that, the features of inner Earth are pretty much the same features that you see on the outer surface. There's oceans, there's continents, there's lakes, there's rivers, there's streams, there's little small lakes, there's mountains, etc. There's sandy beaches, etc., etc., etc. Just how you see.
Have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there. It's pretty much the same. Of course, I was inside one of the Crystal City bases that the Federation maintains. I didn't get to walk around too much in inner Earth, so.
Right.
What I saw was pretty much what they allowed me to see when I was down there for the brief periods of time that I was down there.
Are they all human-looking beings?
Well, the people that I saw all looked pretty much like the people that I had in the ships, which were tall humans. So I kind of felt short.
No short humans.
Because most of the women are about 6'4", 6'5", 6'6",
uh-huh.
or taller, and most of the men are around 7 feet and above. So,
wow.
But they're well proportioned.
Uh-huh.
And that's the difference between, that's one of the ways you can tell a difference between a human and a galactic human is that they're well proportioned. So even when they're tall, it's like a regular sized human that's suddenly been blown up, whereas here, if you get too much above 6 feet, most of the difference between us is not in so much in the torso, it's in the legs and in the arms.
Right.
People kind of look strange that way because their legs are so much bigger.
So the majority of them in inner Earth are human.
They're all human. They look just like us. And they are very incredible beings. They have slightly bigger eyes. The eyes are just incredible. When you look at them, it's almost hypnotizing, and you can feel you can feel the energy of the love that is a part of their whole energy and their whole beingness. And they are just involved in right now the process that they have done ever since the fall of Lemurian Atlantis, which is basically to oversee our planet and see that the human factor, which is we are the land guardians or stewards, however you want to put it.
Uh-huh.
Of this planet.
Right.
So what we are doing is that the people from Agartha, as the inner Earth world is known, are looking after us as kind of like our secret brothers and sisters. And they would like, as part of the first contact when that happens, to reunite. And so they have the whole Earth family once again back together again. And also to help us become fully conscious as they are so that We become what we're all meant to be, which is fully conscious humans, acting as stewards and guardians not only for Mother Earth, but for the entire solar system.
So they'll be coming forward and teaching us as well, and will they come even though we still have an active military with the blow-em-up, to say type of mind that scientists and the military has today, where, you know, if you don't know who it is, their enemies shoot them, or they can defuse all those kind of things, can't they?
Right. To them, our technology is like a elephant to a band of ants. There's they are benevolent, and that's why they haven't done anything, because what they are doing is just waiting for this shift to occur. And so when
right.
the abundance and the governmental changes happen, there'll be announcements which will allow them to come forth, and because they'll be formally recognized, and then they'll be broadcast by them before the landings happen to have us better understand exactly what's happening with this planet.
Right. And that's the prosperity funds that you have in your weekly updates that you're referring to here, right?
That's exactly correct.
And that's for everyone or just certain ones?
Well, initially it's going to be distributed to a few people, but their basic instructions are going to be to take the tremendous amounts of money that they are receiving and take that money and spread it out across the planet. So what we're going to see is that within a period of 30 to 60 days after people's received the abundance funds, there's going to be a tremendous amount of, might call it paying it forward type of actions, where groups who are doing things and individuals that are doing things that are a whole part of the process of this change are going to be getting lots of money to do what they need to do. And so
right.
this is the difference in this. It's kind of like, you might call it a trickle-down, a massive trickle-down program. And
right.
the instructions have been set up so that for people to maintain their fundings, those are the initial receivers, or trustees as they're called, have to move the monies forward, basically move about just about all of their monies forward. They're only allowed to keep a very small amount of what could be trillions of dollars.
Right.
And so as this money trickles across the country and trickles around the planet, there are people in 144 countries, which I thought was kind of interesting that when I found out that statistic, that there's
wow.
144 countries where there are recipients. So as all of this moves itself forward, we are going to see this whole abundance program become abundance for everyone on this planet.
Beautiful.
And if the government changes, it also means that how these different governments operate is also going to be different. So we're going to have a change in governments. We're going to have an end to a lot of these secrecy programs. In other words, things that have happened as far as these technologies we just briefly referred to a while ago, they're going to be moved out. And so we're going to have the use of these technologies. So the planet will be changed as far as energy goes. The second thing that's going to happen is there are pollution cleansing technologies, and these will also be moved out forward. A lot of them have been suppressed. And these will allow us to not only change how this planet acts and works right now, but we're also going to be able to massively change the very picture of the planet. We can make things that are barren bloom again. We can change the climate for the better good of our planet and ourselves by just simply being able to utilize these technologies in a positive way.
Heaven on earth.
And Mother Earth will also then see from all of this the rebirth of its ecosystems, the massive growth of caring by humanity, the bringing together both people from inner Earth and surface Earth. Mother Earth will probably be the happiest of everybody, because she will recognize that finally the peoples of Earth are moving from a dark negative aspect into a totally positive aspect, and that this aspect includes a vast caring and loving and maintaining of Mother Earth and allowing her to change as part of this process as well.
Shell, is there something that maybe you could, because we're going to be closing shortly, and I was wondering if maybe there's something that you can tell the listeners of what more can we do? What can we do to create this and bring this into being as rapid as possible, because the world needs it badly, the people, the animals, the water, I can go on and on. Everything
right.
needs this incredible change. Is there something that we can all do to step this up more than what we've been doing up until now, which is meditating, praying, or doing our acts of kindness or whatever?
Well, all we can do is continue to do that, but also what we have to do is start informing people. Be brave and go forward and start the process of educating people. Initially,
right.
you're going to be laughed at, maybe, or else
oh,
people
definitely,
are going to say, that sounds
definitely.
Great.
Right. Definitely.
But just have the courage to go ahead and do that. And
okay.
link up with each other. Find out where each other are. You know, a lot of people are on the Internet. What we need to do is to create what I like to call community action blogs on there. So anybody who wants to start that as part of their service, and just start talking with one another and creating magazines and spreading the energies from one part of the planet to the other about these changes that are coming, so that people are aware of it and are prepared for the changes. So when they happen, it's not suddenly a case of what's going on.
Right.
The more people become aware of it, even if they keep it in the back of their mind for a while, allows people to better understand what's happening when it actually happens. And there's actually a lot of people out there that are really very curious
mm-hmm.
who secretly will go wherever there's the information, and if they know where it is, will seek it out, study it, and become centers of knowledge for this, even though they may formally, on the outside, deny it. And when the right time comes, you'll see you'll have a lot more people that are in the same vein as you are than you thought you had.
Definitely. Michelle, thank you so much, dear. This has been another great and informative show. Thanks so very much for coming on and sharing your time with me and with all the listeners. I so greatly appreciate it. And if you want to go ahead and give out that information about the calendar again or anything else, just go right ahead right now, because we're going to be closing. I think we got about 2 minutes left or so. So is there anything else you want to get out there about your calendar, DVDs, website, anything like that?
Yeah,
workshop, lectures?
Sure. I want to just emphasize that for people who want to learn more about the calendar or actually purchase it or DVDs, just go to our website at www.paoweb, that's paoweb.com. And if you want to get in, call us, as far as our voicemail goes, our voicemail is 808-573-3110, and all that information is on the website. And lastly, most important for me right now is to tell you about our coming up on the weekend of the 21st and the 22nd, our LA workshop. And you can find out about it on the website. And if you wish to reserve seat, the number to call, once again, is 650 area code. That's 650. And the number is 619-0783. That's 650-619-0783. And so that pretty well is all the information that, as far as the websites and et cetera, because we have some really wonderful consciousness tools that people can find if they go to paoweb.com that'll really help their consciousness and get them a very wonderful feeling, and also get them enthused about what's about to happen.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks so much. Much gratitude, dear. Big hugs to you and Colleen. And I'll be getting in touch with you during the week. I'll send you over an email with the rainbows so you can see them, too. And thanks a million for coming on.
Sure.
And thanks,
Juliana, for having me on again.
Oh, you're very welcome. Whenever you would like to come on, you're always welcome. This information is so very important, Sheldon. It's so imperative that the people get this information, because what you know, you will. Once you know what's going on, once you hear the people here, you talk about this, you talk about this so sweetly and so calmly. And once people hear the way you talk about this and present this to them, this is going to take away all that fear, you know. So people really need this. And I've been spreading the word for a long time. I'm very used to being called crazy. Actually, I think that's my first name, but it's okay. I don't care. I know they're there.
Yeah, exactly, so and that's important.
That's
important.
Right.
Thank you for your courage.
Oh, no problem whatsoever. Next week's guest, listeners, is going to be James Redfield. So just go to my show information page for more information about the show. It'll be up by about Tuesday or Wednesday. So just go on there and you can read all about James Redfield. And Shell, a million thanks, dear one. Bless you, my brother. Don, BBS staff, thank you. Thank you so very much. Christopher, thank you for all your help. James Twyman, thank you for your beautiful music of peace from your CD, the best so far. And listeners, thank you. Thank you so very much for listening. I hope you enjoyed the show, and I wish you health. I wish you love. I wish you peace and abundance. Always remember, dear souls, be kind, compassionate, and respectful to each other and all of God's creations. Strive for peace. Be peace. Teach others by your positive examples. Good night, everyone, and sweet dreams of a beautiful world that we all live in harmony as one. And thank you for listening. God bless. Good night.
Hi, Peggy Lee Quayler here. Hey, thanks for listening to Story.